is this crazy?
Oh, honey, that's you?
Juggling that money, make it backflip. I'ma shoot my shot, won't practice. Life a movie every day, we bout to have. Thankful for the days that we ain't had shit. Yeah, now it's time to turn up with all my bros. Now the loud pad, we gon' burn up. My stripes, I earned them. Fuck bridges, I burned them. Oh shit, no concern. In the pages, I turned on. We ain't stopping, baby, staying on a roll. No more free shit, making money for sure. When it comes, and some people you outgrow. She ain't see the vision, had to let it go. Thankful for the days that we ain't had shit. Yeah, I'm about action. Smoking on that loud, I put the pack in. So I am tripping and relaxing. Set the show, you know we looking for the back.
Yes, 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 yes. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Those them guys right there, man. Shout out to LXD. Shout out to Marty Baller.
Right.
It's good. Those my guys right there, man. Shout out to LXD. Like I say it, that's my nigga right there. Make sure y'all guys go check that out on Spotify, you know what I'm saying? All streaming platforms. Got the video out and all that. That's one of his old joints, you know what I mean? He got a couple joints out there, cool, you know what I'm saying?
Always punch it up.
What's good, cool?
Same old thing, man. Can't complain. I'm good. My levels is right.
Yeah, you good.
I can't complain, man. Coming off of successful Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying? I did my thing. Did what I had to do. Show my lady the right type of love. She was happy. And moving into All-Star Weekend, so... The right way, good energy. So
that's a fact. That's what's up. My Valentine's Day was cool. You know what I'm saying? I spent the day actually with my moms. Mm-hmm. We went to. It was actually on a Tuesday, so we went to T-Mobile Tuesdays. You know what I'm saying? They was giving out a mug with hearts on it. You know what I mean? So went and grabbed that. We went and had some lunch and shit. And then we ran a couple more errands, and then I just chilled on the show. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Gotta get them stats up, you know what I mean? But I need to start my Twitch. It's just that I don't want to start my Twitch right now because all the sports games I got is from 2019.
Man, nobody watching.
Yeah, man. Nah, but actually, like, most of these Twitch dudes, they be playing like 64 and PlayStation
but
1.
They already be having followers.
They established already. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But we just need to open our Twitch up, you know what I mean? And just start putting content on there.
There's about to be content everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm about to have my P5. I'm about to do my Hog. That's what I'm going to get on the Twitch with when I'm doing the Hogwarts shit. I play the Hogwarts Legacy. And I'm pretty sure I'll gain a bigger following.
Yeah, you live on the Don Corn, D-Rick, and Hippie Show. Don't say nothing to incriminate yourself.
Please don't. Or us.
Hello?
Okay. All right, so I'm going home now. But Liz is waiting for me outside in the car. So we're leaving to Yonkers, okay?
All right, cool.
Okay, you so make sure you eat and everything and stuff like that, okay?
All right, you on the show. We recording. Say hi.
Oh, hey.
Hey. That's right.
All right, Mom. I'll let you know when I'm finished.
All right. All
right. All right, that was Mom's, y'all. You see, we was just talking about her, you know what I mean? Manifestation works like that.
Yeah, she shouted out. Don Cardi, we can hippie.
You know what I'm saying? Fire. Paige was in the crib because... her pops got stuck at work, so she ain't go to school. So we was with her all day today, type shit. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Shout out to Paige.
I took Miami to see Rennie.
Talking to the mic.
To Rennie and Friends. You know who Rennie is now?
I didn't.
Jesus Christ.
Is that the fat one?
No, bro. That's the dude.
He on social media, you told me.
Yeah, heavy.
If I see his face, I'm going to know exactly.
You're
going
to be like, oh, that's his name?
Huh. I think I saw him before.
Why the fuck are you lying, bro?
I don't know.
You deadass? You don't know what this is? You never seen none of these videos?
Nah.
Damn, wait.
You know, we all got our algorithms.
I'm check 1.7 mil. I'm just saying.
You know, we all got our algorithms that we look at.
But yeah, I took it to see that show. It was cool. It had some dope acts, and I was happy. That was like one of probably my first stand up that I went to. Yeah, I never did stand up. I never went. So it was cool. I enjoyed it.
I love going to stand up shows, bro. That shit is so cool. It like the vibe, the atmosphere is mad cool. You know what I'm saying? And then they start joking on the crowd. It's over.
Yeah, it was kind of crowd ass.
Don't sit in the front at a comedy show, bro.
Yeah, they come.
Or don't make no attempt. If that nigga doing some good, if he got some heat, and you want to get up to go to the bathroom, that's your ass player. That's your ass. I found a couple good comedians, especially when I try to go and watch Monty when he come to New York. Yeah. I try to catch all his shows because they be having some nice niggas on the bill. But yeah, so what else? I was single. I'm single, so.
Besides that, you want to get into what else? Nah, going on?
Yeah.
You know, came home and it was.
Nigga said, you know what happened next.
You know what I'm saying? That's what we
nigga walked in
do.
And saw rose petals on the floor. Yeah, I said, all right.
Still was out there. You know what I'm saying? From door said, to door.
All right.
So, yeah, bro, you know what goes on next. You know what I'm saying? Hot bubble baths and shit for the lady. Yeah. It's cool, stupid, man. Great way to end the night.
Said, what next, nigga? You know what next, nigga? You know me for like 30 years.
Yeah, stop playing with me.
I ain't playing around. Yeah, but I was single, you know what I'm saying? I hit the dating apps, you know, text a couple ladies. Nah, let me stop playing. Like I said, I was on the show. I was really trying to get them numbers up. But yeah, welcome back. We at the Don Cole and D-Rick and Hippie Show. We are your hosts.
Don Cole, man. Pardon the text.
And the highest hippie in the room, D-Rick and Hippie, of course. And this should be like episode 268, if I'm not mistaken. 267, something like that.
267?
Yeah, 267.
We were supposed to be doing...
We were supposed to have a special guest host. And I was going to tell... What's the name is in the hood? I was going to tell Trav to pull up. But he said he was doing some things. But he's going to be on the episode soon. Yeah.
My boy moving the groover.
Spliff will be back on the next episode of the Don Cole and D-Rick and Hippie Show. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. Yeah, so where we starting this episode at, Cole? What's good? What's on your mind, man?
All-Star Weekend. We get into that.
All-Star Weekend. What you think about that?
I think this year is going to be a good one. I'm saying things are going to be a good one. I like starting off tonight. We got the Rising Stars. Well, I feel like it's a little off. There we go. I feel like we got the Rising Stars game today.
I heard they doing a little different.
It's new. If you didn't see them do it before, like they did this last
they
year.
They doing the tournament thing, right?
Yeah.
I saw that last
four
year.
Four teams, two games.
They did that 2 years ago, too, right?
I think so. It's new, but it ain't like 5 years. But they started doing it probably like, this probably the third year.
Yeah.
Four coaches, four teams. You got Team Powell. You got Team Durant, Paul Gasol, Darren Williams, Joakim Noah, and I believe Jason from TNT or NBA TV. One of them dudes.
Okay.
They have their own teams. And I like Team Powell, man. I like the way they're doing it. So let me get to the rules first. There's two games. Mm-hmm. The first game will be between Paul team and Darren Williams team. Mm-hmm. And it's the first of 40. So the first two games are first of 40. And then the winners play each other in the championship bracket. And it's the first of 25.
Oh, okay. Nah, that's dope.
Yeah, that's fire.
That's dope.
Full court game. It ain't half court.
That's today?
Yeah, that's tonight. 9:00.
Oh, All-Star Weekend is...
This weekend, bro. Weekend. Super Bowl ended. It's
candy.
Over.
You know I ain't got candy,
over,
bro.
You know, once the Super Bowl ends and we push back, remember it used to be a week in between the Super Bowl and the All-Star.
Yeah.
Now that we got an extra week and NFL, it falls right into it.
Together, yeah.
Yeah, so there's no off week. The only off week is football.
I forget,
the week before,
it's always
Valentine's
weekend, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's always, I don't know why they do that to us.
It kind of changed a little, but it was always in February.
No, it didn't change. It's just the days go further along the week.
Yeah, yeah.
In the next 10 years or so, Valentine's Day will fall on All-Star Weekend again.
The next 3-4 years.
Yeah, but I'm like, was it on Tuesday? Is it? Yeah, so today about four or five more years.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I like the team today. I like Paul Gasol team today. And you're able to bet on this. This is what's so dope. You're able to bet on these 3-point contests. And I don't think you can bet on the slam dunk contest. I'm not too sure. I haven't seen that. But Paul Gasol got Banchero, Ivy, Mattern, Alvarado, Keegan Murray. I'm like, nah, they winning. They're winning. So I'm gonna watch those games today. Really excited about that. Then tomorrow we got the most exciting contest of All-Star Weekend, and it has been for probably the past 20-some years, and I've been only preaching it.
The three-point?
The three-point contest.
They should end the All-Star Weekend with the three-point contest.
Yes.
They should start it with the dunk contest. I mean, they should stop. They should stop the dunk
contest.
They
could keep it.
They should put the skills challenge right after the dunk contest, to be honest. I mean, it's not exciting no more, the dunk contest.
The skill challenge is actually exciting.
I'm not shitting. I'm not like these other people that's going to shit on the dunk contest, because there's nothing new under the sun, bro. We can't fly. I mean, we probably could, you know what I'm saying? As humans, we probably could. But we haven't unlocked that trait yet. You know what I'm saying? So what I mean is, like, if you see them niggas trying, understand that they trying their best. You know what I'm saying? They professionals. Now, what I do say is, we need more, even if it's like B-list stars, we need stars in the dunk contest. You know what I mean? You need a couple big names. And the thing that kind of killed the dunk contest was when Nate Robinson won. It's not that he won. It's that, remember that year, they was letting you dunk like 30 times. If you miss, you know what I'm saying? You can't do that in a dunk contest, bro. Like, it kills the anticipation for the dunk.
It's like choking.
Yeah, you got to speed it up. It's like watching a baseball game going 14 innings. It's like, bro, we get it. It's good pitching. That's why they put a person on second base now. So we got to score, bro. We got to score.
Get this shit over with. All that 16 innings, one zip shit, get that shit
20
over.
Innings. No, nigga. I sat there and watched a couple 20-inning games, bro. But the dunk contest should become like the opening act for the All-Star Weekend, to be honest. Besides the rookie sophomore shit.
Well, that's a different day.
Because that's a different day.
The Rise of Stars game is tonight. It always opens
that's
up
his own
the weekend.
Entity that's yeah, going
with,
to be fine.
With the celebrity game, you'll get the celebrity game. And
that is always good. That day is always good.
Friday.
The Rising
Friday?
Stars.
This today? Friday yeah. is always fun.
The Rising Stars and the celebrity game is always good. The dunk contest, they just need to refresh it a little bit. That's it.
I don't think it needs to be refreshed. I think it needs to be exactly what you said and just demoted.
Yeah. So I don't want to get off your point. Let's go to the 3-point contest.
Because you could even still, because you see it, they still add shit to the 3-point contest. Like that green ball and all that.
The 4-point shot.
Yeah, step back. Because now they can shoot from half court, right? Yeah. Take that right there. That little bing bong. That niggas be shooting at the half, you know what I'm saying? Right across
again,
half court.
Corey, you've been watching the game for a long time.
Yes.
What was hot in the 80s and 90s was a big man that's playing in the paint, you know what I'm saying? So
Inside out.
The dunk contest was premier at that point. Right now, it's the 3-point game.
Well, it's also because, like you said,
but the 3-point contest was fire back then.
The 3-point contest was fire back then because.
It was a novelty thing.
Right. Not just that, but you didn't get to see these guys shoot at the clips that they're able to shoot. They were allowing them to shoot at with them racks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because the game was played inside out. They only got that three. You better not take no three when it's a hand in your face.
Yeah.
You understand? Like, she was Reggie.
Go get that foul or get in the bucket. Yeah,
throw that down in the post.
Glenn Rice.
Throw that down there to big Glenn Rob. You know what I'm saying? You better drive.
Yeah.
So it was like, it was cool, but you wanted to see these guys dunk.
Mm-hmm.
Now the game is different.
And it's crazy because the niggas are more athletic right now, and they could do shit in the air. So, but it's like, we saw that.
It's 2 points.
It's not worth 2 points in the All-Star, in the dunk contest, though. But no. We seen it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, damn, we saw that already.
But you still get excited still on get the end excited. Game post the dunk. That still gets you up out your seat. Still get you out your seat. Jock come through, bang! You like, oh my God. Yeah. It still gets you a 3-pointer from, if somebody come up and hit one, then he come and hit another one, then he hit three, and then he come up and he pull that fourth one, you just like, oh, he cooking. You know what I'm saying? He cooking.
Yeah.
But you don't get the same excitement on the end game with the dunk. But the dunk, the 3-point contest is different.
Let's talk about the participants.
All right, let's get into it.
Tyler Halliburton, I mean, Tyrese Halliburton.
Tyrese. I'm about to say my Tyler. My boy. Who the fuck is Tyler?
Tyler Hero. That's why. They was right next to each other.
Okay.
Tyler Hero. Mm-hmm. Buddy Hill.
Shooters. Shooters.
Kevin Herter.
Shooters.
Damian Lillard.
Shooter.
Lowry Marketing.
Shooter.
Julius Randle is a replacement for Anthony Simons.
I don't like it.
And Jason Tatum.
Let me just get into Randle shit being my Knicks shit. I don't like that.
You know All-Star Weekend love having a Nick represent.
We got a few. We got Grimes tonight.
Skills challenge.
We got Jericho in the dunk contest.
Okay.
And Julius Randle's in the All-Star game.
Julius Randle back to his old, like, 2 years.
I don't like
ago.
Him in that 3-point contest the same as if I went like Aaron Judge in the home run derby.
Okay.
I don't want anything throwing him off his psyche.
His game.
Anything.
Is.
Yeah. Because
he's killing it.
He's killing it. He's shooting. He ain't shooting like last year. Julius is shooting, bro.
Yeah.
So.
He got somebody.
Son, there's some
the
games
ball.
He done started 5 for 5 from three. Came out. Bang, 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 bang. You know what I'm saying? So
sometimes you get that call and you're a player, you like, fuck it, nigga. I'm doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're already there. You
yeah,
know
I'm
saying?
Doing it. I'm doing
so
it.
So I ain't mad at it.
He gonna just, lose though.
He definitely he's definitely gonna lose.
Who you got?
I got either Buddy Hill.
That or, boy is
huh?
That boy is different, bro. Wasn't he one of Kobe proteges too?
When?
Buddy Hill? Kobe ain't fuck with him like that?
I don't know. I never heard that, so I'm not even going to say
ask
yes or no. I don't know.
Asking. Nah, he killer though. Kevin Herter might be a little baby sleeper.
Think so because I watch these guys. Herter is more of a in motion, in motion, come around, lean and shit. Like that set three is different. Dame is of course a favorite. Watch out for Markkanen.
That boy. Nice.
Watch out for Markkanen.
My two picks is gonna be Tyrese or Tyler.
I'm off rip. I'm picking Buddy Hill. That's my guy. I think he's gonna win. If he doesn't win, I think he definitely is in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. But Dame, like I said, Dame, watch out for Markkanen because these are set threes. This is what he's been doing all season. Markkanen not off the dribble, step back. He not doing that. Somebody, he right there in the corner, right there, especially his corner threes.
Yeah,
that's Swaka.
It's gonna be a fun night though. It's gonna be a fun night though.
Yeah, it's gonna be. I think All Star Weekend is gonna be dope. Not to skip past anything because we got. I don't know who's in the skills challenge this year.
Gotcha.
I didn't check that, but I know for the dunk contest we got Jericho Sims, Matt McGlung from the G League. What's the other two?
Herbert or something.
Herbert.
I'm gonna check it right now. This is the skills challenge thing. Hold on. Team Giannis.
Oh my god.
Team Jazz and Team Rookies. You got his brother. You got Giannis and
Giannis
his two
brothers. Yeah, they always do.
Jordan
it.
Clarkson, Walker Kessler, Colin Sexton. And Team Rookies, Banchero, Ivy, and Smith.
That's the skills.
Jr. Yeah. I'm gonna go with Team Rookies.
I like Team Rookies. I'm not gonna hold you. Yeah. I think Jaden Ivey is a superstar, a budding superstar. Like he's gonna be one of them guys in the next few years that people are like, oh shit, where he come from? Like with Jimmy Butler came in the league type shit.
Yeah.
I look at Jaden Ivey as that type of player. Like he's really that fucking good.
Nah, he's nice. Dunk contest, Kenyon Martin Jr., Matt McGlung, Trey Murphy, and Jericho Sims. Matt McGlung not even on the team. Like
he in the Rise of Stars game as well.
He not even on the team. Nigga signed a 10-day contract. I don't know.
We got Trey Murphy, Kenyon Martin, Jericho Sims, and Matt McGlung.
I don't know. I don't even... I mean, I know the names, but I don't know none of these niggas.
Stop playing with Jericho Sims.
I don't know that nigga.
You know who that is, bro.
It's a white boy?
For the Knicks?
Yeah, I had a couple white boys. He black?
He's black.
Oh, all
right. What white boys we got? that get burned on the Knicks? Please tell me.
No, Steve Novak.
That was like 6-7 years ago, bro. Stop playing with me. Jericho Sims jumps out the fucking gym. Like, he could jump up and headbutt the top of the box. He could headbutt that shit. That's crazy, right? I don't know what dunks he's going to do. So I'm going to bet on him because it's a Knick. Just like I'm going to bet on Julius Randle because he's a Knick.
Yeah.
But I'm also pick my favorites. You know what I'm saying? But
I'm going to take some from the Pelicans. I don't know.
Trey Murphy?
I don't know. I'm going to pick him.
I'm going to go with baby Kmart. Right. I'm going to go with Kmart Jr. Yeah, I'm gonna go. I see him bringing his pops out or some shit.
I was like in eighth grade when that nigga pops went to the finals. That's crazy.
I don't even know how young I was watching his pops in college.
Whoa, that's niggas was like Cincinnati high school type shit right there.
But I see him doing some shit. He bring his pops out.
Get
to the finals and do some crazy shit.
That'd be fine.
Probably do that after he dunked.
Then you got the All-Star game where they do the whatever the score is at the end.
Nah, before you even get there, this is the best shit I've ever heard for the All-Star game. It got me excited because it gives the feel of a pickup game. And that's what I like. I think it is like players in the park shooting around. Then somebody say, yo, let's get a game going.
They gonna pick the out of their pool, the players.
They doing the drive on the court.
On the court before the game.
Before the game.
That's fire.
Who is it? Jokic and.
No, it's LeBron and I think Jokic. Wait, no. It's LeBron and somebody.
It's LeBron and Giannis.
Yeah.
What can we talk about?
You know what time it is.
I'm a check, but I just know it's LeBron.
It's LeBron and Giannis. I wanted to keep saying Jokic, yes. But LeBron is in
Team Giannis at Team LeBron.
LeBron, thinking? Keep doing it.
While LeBron is the team captain,
Jokic.
We don't know. We not gonna say nothing, but Jokic is definitely fuck it. But we got Giannis and LeBron drawing teams.
All I know is that whoever get picked last on each side might win MVP that night. They gonna go crazy. Like, nah, you picked me last, nigga. All right. Give me the ball.
So I like that. That's why I don't know how even on FanDuel they have lines. Like, they have LeBron team is the favorite, and you don't even know the teams unless niggas know the teams, right?
Yeah,
but I ain't gonna say nothing.
You know how it go, set up. Let's go, bro. Trying to get a couple more accolades on that resume.
This is going down Sunday night, so I think it's just dope. We don't even know the teams yet, so people can't even be like,
and
yo,
they still
gonna
doing
win
that Kobe thing, right? At the end, you gotta, they minus the points and shit, and you gotta score 24 to win the game.
Yeah.
They still do that, right?
Yeah.
And the MVP award for that is the Kobe award, right?
Yes. First one this year.
Rest in peace, Black
Mamba. I feel like LeBron's trying to win that, and they're also gonna honor him.
They honor him again. They got three honors already this year.
They honor him for being an all time scoring leader.
Yeah.
And,
throw that crown on you. You saw him at the Super Bowl. He said, put that.
They booed the shit out of him.
It's all right. You know, Cincinnati.
They booed the shit out of my
boy. Talk about, shout out to everybody at the All Star weekend. You know what I'm saying? I got to go to one of them shits one time, but spend that nice $3,000 or something. You know what I mean? But,
sheesh.
That's a lot of money, right? Speaking of Cincinnati and the Ohio area, what's your thoughts on the train crash and the oil spills and all this stuff that's going on over there? The area is called New Palestine, Ohio, or something like that.
Don knows nothing.
Yeah.
I think I seen it on like Google.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't be believing all the news shit. I don't watch the news.
Oh, bro. This shit is real, bro.
It's very depressing. It's very depressing.
Yeah, they saying that just going around and shit, livestock is dying, like cows are just dying. The fish are just dying in the rivers and shit like that over there. So, their farms over there are like, They saying that the chemicals that was in the train and stuff like that, so when it happened, they had to immediately come and like burn it, you know what I'm saying, before it got further, you know what I mean? But it's already in the water now, type shit. So then when it did the, when they did the fire, just the smoke went everywhere and shit like that. So it started killing crops in their farms and everything like that. But they saying that this might be like close to like, what's that shit? Chernobyl? Chernobyl type shit, bro, where niggas might be getting sick and dying and all this shit. And this is in Ohio, like I said. It's called New Palestine, the place that it's in. So I don't know, prayers to everybody out there. I don't know all the full details, but I just wanted to talk about it because that shit is crazy. Just like we spoke about the water in Flint, Michigan and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Because certain shit get more news coverage than other shit.
I mean,
you
know what,
but you know it's
what made the train crash? They ain't getting into that yet?
Nope. That's what I'm saying. You know it's always something, a conspiracy theory connected to something, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, nothing can happen wrong without there being a conspiracy, and this is why I just don't subscribe to everything.
Because at the same time, this is right now they starting to shit. I don't want to connect nothing, you know what I'm saying? But this is shit that I hear, you know what I mean? They releasing all the Epstein shit now, like the people that went to the to his spot and all that shit, Epstein Island or whatever that shit was called. It's a couple names in there. They said Sean Carter.
Who?
They said a couple names, and they said a lot of names in there, bro.
Stop playing.
I don't know. I'm just saying, bro. They saying a lot of names in there, but
niggas get punched.
I'm just saying, there's mad shit coming out. All this UFO shit and everything, and now the news coverage is on this Ohio gas spillage and all that. But
yeah, it's taken away
from the shit that people feel like might be like. You know, it's whenever something happens, they gonna put the wool over.
Well, why that matter so much?
What?
Why that matter more than what's happening?
What's happening in Ohio, right? Why is that the coverage for that, right?
This is why I unsubscribe, because it's like, yo, they're trying to cover up for some celebrity shit that's happening.
Because this is America, you know what I'm saying?
Because the celebrity and
yeah.
The celebration of them and the fandom is more important than real shit. So this is why I unsubscribe and just report on.
Prayers to everybody in Ohio, you know what I mean? Cause
nigga Scotty out there,
that shit is crazy. Oh, he need to get up out of there.
And Scotty, you know Scotty, a little conspiracy theorist on his own sometimes. I ain't gonna get into it too much. So I'll be there, ask him about this, and he'll speak on it to me. He'll tell me what's up.
Yeah, that's a fact. You got anything else specific that you saw in the news world or anything like that? I wanted to get into some hip hop talk since we was talking about
the 50
years anniversary of hip hop.
Let's do that. I got some shit, but
family tree is better?
Okay.
Jay, Dre. Or I'm going to give it to Baby because it's Cash Money. You know what I'm saying? Baby. Baby got Wayne, Drake, and Nicki. Dre got Snoop, M, and 50. And Jay got Kanye, Rihanna. Can we throw Cole on Hov's family tree?
You could do a lot.
You could do a lot of different people, but
It depends.
I would
on
put
what
Kanye,
you just
Rihanna.
Talking music.
Yeah, you know what I mean. I would put Kanye, Rihanna, and Cole, because I'm thinking about other people from Rockefeller that was like that. You know what I'm saying? But can't really pull a name out the hat except for J. Cole, but he's Rock Nation. You know what I'm saying? But that's the Rock. That's Jay-Z's family tree, so.
I don't count Cole.
So who would you count as a third?
You know,
or would
I
you
don't,
just leave it at Rihanna?
Let me get to that.
Kanye?
And it's not excluding that.
A nigga like the illegitimate stepchild.
Yeah,
came
like,
in there like, yo,
I'm not
fuck,
going. I'm not going. I'm
pops.
Not going to let niggas do that to Cole because he is who he is now.
I would never let a nigga little bro me.
I'm not going to do that because I've been fucking with Cole from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Right, and I remember dozens of you motherfuckers, hundreds. I've seen it. say that he will never amount to anything. You ain't even like him.
I just didn't like that verse.
You ain't, but that's all you knew? Yeah. Is that not all you knew?
That's the first thing.
If I you speak to a lot of people, that is their introduction to J. Cole.
Was that Blueprint 3?
And they thought he was trash.
That's Blueprint 3, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I didn't know.
Oh, Hova never put him out. All y'all niggas was saying that. All y'all niggas that be rapping his shit now, especially the people I know, was saying this shit, especially this guy to my right.
That's a fact.
It's a fact.
I had to wait for
it. Will never put J. Cole out. You know who put Cole out? Himself. Them projects, he ain't wait for no album. He made, he built that anticipation for Sideline Story. And even when Sideline Story came, niggas still wasn't fucking with him
and
yet.
Every chance he got, he threw shots.
Still wasn't. And then Sideline Story dropped, and that album was amazing. The niggas that was hating was like, huh.
I still had to wait for Born Sinner.
I know you did. That's why I'm like, a lot of y'all was still like, two, huh. Was hard. I'm like, y'all tripping? This is fire. This. He smoked this. Had the shit with Trey Songz.
That's when he came to New York, right?
No, he had been in New York.
Oh, all right.
He was in New York when I was in Fayetteville, bro.
Okay, damn.
Yeah, y'all ain't know that. Y'all ain't know he was soaking up game. Y'all thought he was just...
08, 09?
He was telling y'all country nigga. Y'all think
that 08, 09?
What, when I was down there? You tripping.
06?
06. I went down there in September of 05.
Damn, yo, I dare be forgetting our timeline that niggas is old. Yeah, we, cause 07 I graduated from high school. Yeah, damn, bro. I still ain't know about Kendrick and
Cole.
I
was trying to tell y'all then. Nobody wanted to listen to me. I came back to New York and wasn't tuning in.
I didn't get to them till like 2-3 years later.
I know. And I was already there.
It's crazy.
When you picked up on them, I was listening to Nip.
Yeah.
I'm always.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I won't put J. Cole. I started saying this because I can't put Cole on that Carter tree only because it's rock. You know, I can't do that. And I'm not going to let anybody else do that who wasn't fucking with Cole and don't know his fight to be her. Nigga, he even threw shots at that hole.
A few times. You know what I'm saying?
You can't deny that. And then he built his own imprint.
Empire, yeah, that nigga nice, bro.
Come on, son, that boy Dreamville.
That nigga
he
top,
been Dreamville.
And he top 12 now.
He been Dreamville. I ain't never been like Rockefeller, Jake. No, that boy Dreamville.
So we gonna leave it at Rihanna and Kanye?
Yep.
That's strong enough to fuck with these other two family trees, right?
Nah, Dre shit,
Snoop, M, and 50, bro? That is ridiculous, bro. Nicki, Wayne, and Drake is formidable. That's dope. That's fire because it touch all spectrums type shit. You know what I'm saying? With Drake being two countries with the female artists. You know what I'm saying? And then you got Wayne. He a top 10 MC.
Does everything that these artists accomplish and are doing even now still count under that tree? Because it spawned from
yeah,
these people?
Yeah, you could do that.
Easily, too. Dr. Dre. 50 just signed a big-ass deal with Fox. That's what I wanted to talk about. Did you see that?
Yeah.
You seen that?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck stars. And niggas was telling 50 bugging. I said, yo, sometimes a lot of y'all don't see the world how other people do. You understand what I'm saying? And
sometimes,
I understand 50, man.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta go.
Oh, he gonna fuck up the bag. How he fucking up the bag? You see how many dope acclaimed shows he done put
when
out?
I think of him,
who ain't gonna want
when
that?
When I think of him, I think of the saying,
this is stars.
I don't have to go to the party. The party comes to me. Like,
this is stars. Do you understand it's bigger networks than this shit?
Oh, yeah, niggas. It's big.
This ain't HBO.
It's big because of my shows. Well,
nobody
was
watching stars, bro.
Just like I was talking to somebody else, they was like, 50 don't write on these shows. I was like, he does, but he doesn't. It's not his full shit, but he's the EP. So he has mad power over
Steven
everything.
Steven Spielberg is the only director or writer on.
You know what I mean? So.
I hate people.
Again. Like you saying, Fox been around for eons, my nigga, forever. It's a top five channel ever, you know what I'm saying? And any platform, you know what I'm saying? So for him to go over there, to be beefing with Empire in the beginning,
shut their shit down,
and now take their slot on Fox, you know what I'm saying? And whatever shows he's gonna decide to do on there is more than likely gonna be a good show. More than likely it's gonna be good shows, and it's gonna make ratings. It's gonna rate that boy. So like you say, cause he's still under that Dre. Like you saying, can we still count what Drake and Nicki is doing with that family tree? Cause they kind of spawned off to the, like, you know what I mean? The bird left the nest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but shit. It's not to knock them.
No, I know what you're saying.
No, what I'm about to say or what they are doing now, but besides music and gambling, I don't know too much of what Drake is doing. He's not breaking artists. He's not.
Yeah.
He's not back to TV, which a lot of people thought he would have did.
And then you count the person that we saying of whose family tree it is with the production from there. So Dre being a billionaire, Beats by Dre, doing.
He just made some more money doing.
Then you got Hov being the billionaire that he is.
Just had his artists perform at the Super Bowl. Some shit about she ain't get paid. We could talk about that too. I don't understand.
I heard that. I heard that Super Bowl performers don't get paid. I don't know how true that is.
I don't believe that.
That's cap. I think that's cap.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. A whole keeping the money?
Nah.
He telling them the impact of you performing at the Super Bowl will be bigger than
and
his
that's
check?
Crazy because this is the first time that we're hearing about this, right?
Yeah, so never heard this.
Yeah, so I don't know.
And 50 performed at the Super Bowl with Dre, right?
Yeah, last year.
I think 50 would have said so.
Yeah, I think they got paid. I don't know. That's cap to me. I don't believe that.
They said Rihanna ain't get paid, bro.
But I think you're right. Dr. Dre family tree will forever be probably one of the greatest hip hop.
Man, because you just only naming those three top artists. I think some of the more underlying artists on Dre's
family tree
is heavy.
Even the early stuff is his family tree.
Yes.
So you could just say like N.W.A. and shit like that. You know what I mean? So. But Snoop alone, 50 alone, and Eminem alone is like...
Those are global, iconic artists.
Again, that's another tree that, like I said about the Cash Money, it touches all spectrums because you got Eminem, he's white, so he's touching all bases, and he could...
You got people
he
arguing...
He could fuck with our culture.
You have his whole fan base argument that he's the greatest rapper of all time, which he's not.
50 reaches all... Type of demographics, and Snoop is like everybody says, arguably Snoop. The most famous rapper ever. So
he is. He's like Shaq of rap.
For real.
You don't want to say the greatest, but you know, you're like, this my favorite, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So Snoop is that. Yeah. So easily is Dr. Dre, and we ain't even like you said. When you get into what Dre do. Yeah. Who was the third?
Because Anderson Paak is under him.
Yeah. What was the third tree?
Kendrick is under him. Kendrick is under him.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. My fault.
I said the...
All right. Oh. We about to get out of here.
That nigga has a Pulitzer Prize. It's a lot of
shit.
It's over. In the Dre house, bro. And that he could just be like, bro... Who wants to battle me? Diddy?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, who? You can't step to this. That's why Dr. Dre is like my favorite producer of all time, man.
It's crazy. One more hip hop shit. Give me some of your greatest hip hop posse cuts.
Band from TV is probably my favorite.
You saw my story the other day?
I might have missed it.
I get pussy with my father's features. I love that fucking ball, bro.
That's that beat. This ain't none of my features. This is all my pops.
That ball is so fire, bro. Because a lot of people look at my moms and be like, yo, you a twin. And then when they see my pops, they be like, all right, hold on. Because
I look like that. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay. That's crazy. These are the ones that I got written.
Reservoir Dogs.
Johnny Blaze.
Microphone checker. Tony Fuck that.
Fat Joe and them.
Oh, Fat Joe and them. What's that shit? That count? Did that in the middle? Look, no, that don't count. It's nah. Only no, that's back and forth.
Yeah, that's just two.
Posse Cut. Remix?
We can say remix it. One Blood? One Blood remix?
Nah.
She had like 100 rappers on that shit. What's the old school one? Oh.
I'm trying to think of the name of the song and I keep saying Who Shot Ya and it's not Who Shot Ya.
Cause the ones that I wrote down was the ones that you said, LL, Nori, Fat Joe.
Damn, what's the remix? He, she? Lil Tisses.
Oh, LL.
Yeah, that's God damn, I'm high. What remix is that? It got Big on it and all that.
Oh, shit.
All my shits is old school, bro. All these niggas now.
And I can't think of the name.
Posse Cut. I'm trying to think of a D-Block Rough Rider one, but it's not coming to mind. But Band from TV has always been like one of my cousins.
The Symphony?
No, not for me. It's a little too old.
Yeah, that's super old, but it's
okay. A little too old. 70 is cool, but it's a little too old. Like, my era was smoking shit, okay, when it came to the Posse Cuts. But Cam has one of the best verses ever to me. Ever. That's why the first thing came out with Band for TV, bro.
Reservoir Dogs.
Reservoir Dogs, yeah. And they was, like, really going at each other. Yeah, those, I said 3, 4.
4, 3, 2, 1.
How many you asked for? 3?
DMX. Now I was just saying, you know, we could just name a couple. DMX, Method Man, Rap Man, LL.
I'm trying to think of a lot of the DJ Cannabis. Crew shit. The Four Horsemen shit.
That's where the Cannabis and LL beef started.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That's a mic on your arm. Let me borrow that.
You don't want to borrow that. You want to idolize. You don't want to make me mad, nigga. You want to socialize.
The GOAT. Yeah, don't come at the GOAT, bro. He go there. That nigga say, yo, cut that nigga verse short. 1. 2. Let me do my shit over. Because this nigga playing, bro.
That was foul, though.
Yeah, he wasn't disrespecting you, L. Come on, bro. You know he wasn't disrespecting you, bro. But, again, what's this? 90-something? That's still LL Palm, bro.
No, it's not.
It's not. But in his mind,
it was,
I'm right. 32.
These damn niggas coming around. I'm still in my mind. Money.
This nigga's close to my age. He's super nice. He said some slick shit about me. I'm going at his head top. But, yeah, man, it's cool. There's a couple Queens ones that I'm not thinking about right now. I'm trying to save this one for the next episode, but fuck it, I'm gonna save it. Anything else specific? What? Pitches and Catches came in, so baseball about to come back. There's nothing else that I really want to talk about. BMF dropped last night.
Mm-hmm.
You watched it?
No, I'm about to watch it now.
All right, cool. It was a good episode to come back on. You know what I mean?
Was it?
Yeah.
Is it back to the story or?
It's back to the story. It's back in Detroit. You know what I'm saying? You get a couple gunshots. You know what I'm saying? So it's cool. A
couple gunshots.
Yeah. A couple bodies. I haven't. I'm trying to think of anything else that I watched that's new. I haven't. So that's where I'm at with my topics.
Son, I'm hearing, cause like a dweeb, I fell asleep and then make it to the movies. Mm-hmm. But Ant-Man is not doing too good out here.
You know, niggas always gotta watch shit for themselves.
I'm very disappointed in hearing the reviews. Only because, and I wanted to get into just a little bit, I feel like Marvel is dropping the ball, man. I do. Because I It's documented here. We talked about it. I don't like Spider-Man. I don't like the Doctor Strange shit. I don't like Wakanda Forever. I watched it again very clearly, and I'm like, how did he stab her? Do the whatever. And what was that?
Because his spear is made out of vibranium.
Don't do it. Don't
his
do
spear
it.
Is made out of the shit.
So what was Killmonger's shit made out of? When he's fighting T'Challa, and they had to go down to the force fields where the trains was in order for him to open it up for him to stab him with a vibranium spear.
I guess.
Don't do it. I watched both of them back to back, bro.
I guess.
Niggas was fighting. Niggas fell down there, and that's when it was like.
I just watched it again last night, too.
This is where I could get
him. It's still mid.
This is where I could get him.
It's still mid.
I stabbed him here.
Because how she could pull his wings off his feet. I was like, come on, bro. I was like, come on, bro. Where Lupita at?
Put her back on screen. Please.
One thing that we didn't say about it on our review on the last episode, the ending, like the after
the boy,
credit,
the little boy,
that was hard. That's like the toughest shit of the whole movie. Especially when he said, you know, that's my Haitian name. My real name is. I said, ooh, that's hard. But other than that,
I don't give a fuck.
The movie was okay.
I don't give a fuck.
I watched it twice.
At that point, I don't give a fuck.
Bro,
I don't.
Y'all already fucked me over.
Okay, you should have started with that.
Stop jerking my chain, pal.
You should have started with that. Had this nigga in like a medical induced coma through the whole movie and then dies. You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. I don't know. I felt like it was a little off. Namor was fire. They have key characters in each one that makes you like it, though.
I think the actor that plays
Scarlet Witch.
I think the actor that plays him as a kid in that movie, like when he was a kid, like when he came to bury his mom's.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the kid actor that plays The Rock on Young Rock.
Now listen.
What?
Every movie has a key character that makes you like that movie so far.
Yeah.
They brought back Tobey Maguire. Niggas was hype.
And for me, it was the main nigga from The Water John. The big dude that was fighting.
Yeah, that's actually who he got beef with. That's who... If they do name on movie or something, that nigga gonna have a problem with him being cool with them.
That's hard.
That's how it's supposed to go. Well, you know what's going on with Marvel right now.
That was the best. That was the best fight scene on the bridge.
On the bridge
with him and her. She was like, "Oh, you think I'm playing, right? You think because I'm Dolo, I'm scared of y'all niggas." I was like, "Nah, go ahead, man."
He said. Go.
That's why I was tight when the queen kicked her off the John, and that's why I was happy when the queen died. I'm like, see, y'all doing too much. You need to die, nigga. Bang, nigga got it. But anyways, we about to get about it too. So make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe on everything, man. Make sure y'all check out all the past content. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all stay in tune with us on this ride. We having this hip hop conversation, man. 50 years of hip hop. We both been listening to that about
it's crazy.
Cole been listening to it about his whole life. So
my whole life.
That's like three quarters of that. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's not.
Probably a little more.
Hip hop is only 14 years older than me.
That's what I mean. So that's like
my pops sat here and was telling
like three quarters in a quarter.
My pops was here the other day. He was breaking it down to Bonnie on how he brung it to Brooklyn. Because, you know, I tell people this story and people don't understand.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And what, that's not what they were doing out here. My pops was going up there and figuring it out and coming back down. So I've always
been
around. My mom's was pregnant and it was boom.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I've been listening to it since like But again, like my first vivid memory of a hip hop thing was walking to my grandmother's crib past the gas station on Gates and Tompkins. And I heard a car go by and I heard Hypnotize. And I was like, yo, that's fire. You know what I mean? Like, that's hard. And then, you know, getting into music, then meeting Cole. But then that's 9-6 when I met Cole.
Yeah, that's
so probably
what I was
like
to say.
A year into that, he gives me Volume 2.
Mm-hmm. I ain't give you Reasonable Doubt yet.
You know what I'm saying? And then it was like, all right, the hip hop train it, you know, you go into that rabbit hole and it's like, that's your life.
Yeah. So, then I was, after that, I was just like, you know.
So for me, it's probably like a quarter of that. You know what I'm saying? If it's 50 years, I've probably been listening to like 25 years now. Cause after that, it was like Blueprint. You
know. That's why I tell people, like, I don't even understand the movie that me and this man can create, because we've been together from literally the beginning of our lives. Like,
yeah, we still got it. When we dad did go, we had to go downtown to record stores.
Yeah, B Street.
Yeah.
Remember going downstairs?
Yeah, and buy right there on Skimmerhorn.
On Skimmerhorn, too. Fulton. They had mad of them shits out there. Then you could get them off the street for the boot, and the then booty
you
boot. Get
the bootlegs, and then you got Rest in Peace to Tyrone. He had the store. We was going in there getting the bootlegs.
The tapes, the movies. The
VHSs. We had all the N1s.
We had it first.
And the music tapes.
I mean, he gave it to us.
Yeah, rest in peace to him, man.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Oh. But other than, like back in the days, it was real. We had to go out. Like now, you could get it right here on your phone, on anything you want to. But we had to go out.
We had to go get it.
We had to get those. Even with Dave Chappelle's show, we had to get the DVDs. We used to cut school, go to Sun Curve, stay there all day smoking, watching that shit, yo. Back in the day, early 2000s was too much fun, bro.
Yeah, it was different.
Even the '90s was like.
The '90s was cool, man.
Vacant lots
we
everywhere.
Kids.
We playing everywhere. Clubhouse, tag, clubhouse.
The only thing about the '90s in Brooklyn is the stray dogs.
Yeah, shit got crazy.
You better run. Where the fuck is all these dogs
and
coming
the niggas
from?
And the niggas that didn't give a fuck about your age. Nah, you about to get fucked up, little nigga. Come here. Throwing eggs, bro.
I think I was in the fifth grade.
Niggas hit something with the fucking.
Yeah.
You had the whole blue shit on. That nigga said, nah, I'm catching one of y'all. Nah, we out, bro.
I was in like the fifth grade, and some nigga backed the machete out on me and Talib and Terrell. We booked
it. Yo, bro, I don't even got no hair on my nuts. Like, you ready to kill me?
I ain't get no type of pussy yet. It was Ralph's fault. Nigga, Ralph, you remember my boy, Ralph?
That nigga was talking.
They was across the street. That nigga was like, what y'all looking at?
That nigga was a great addition to the softball team.
That's
man.
A fact.
Nigga calls it, all right, I'm calling nigga big dogs.
Rabbit is not to shit.
I said, E came through.
Yup, boy, E up. Through. I only need two of my guys. Hey, we gonna rip this shit,
nigga.
I'm bringing the ringers that's of age.
Yo, shout out to all y'all niggas, man. All y'all niggas need to start coming on the pod.
The nigga Simeon, nigga Eric in Houston, man.
Nah, you know that. We got to go out there.
Yeah, I do. I told him. Yeah. When I was in New Orleans, I ain't know how close I was. He was trying to tell me, but you know my nowhere going ass. I'm like, bro, I'm in New Orleans. I know you. He like, boy, remember?
Right next door.
Remember when Katrina hit? They sent niggas to Houston. I'm like, right. Yeah. He like, bro, look at the map. I looked at the map. I was like, oh, you right there.
Like, it probably would have been like an hour flight.
It probably been a 2 hour drive.
Yeah, so shout out to everybody, man. So for Don Cole,
yes sir,
it's D-Week and Hippie, and y'all already know what we about to do. We about to keep giving y'all fucking content. Remember
that, man.
You saw my fucking stories. Y'all following us on Instagram. That AI shit. I've been in the league for 6 years. Been the MVP, nigga. Been in this shit for 6 years. You heard? Been doing this shit. This March is gonna be 6 years, man. Stay in tune for that. We gonna have a nice episode for that.
Over
too.
Half a decade, man.
Like, comment, subscribe. We out of here. Y'all already know what we about to do.